And I heard this from Yedid Nafshi, Rav Levi Chomsky, who shared with me a Nifla de Gevart from Hagoyin Rav Kiva Eger, the Shver de Chsam Sofer. Kiveger said that what did Chazal mean when they said, Om Rav Chiya Barashi, Om Arav, a Talmud Chacham is Sorech Shiyehebai, Talmud Chacham is supposed to have a little bit of Gaiva. How much Gaiva? It's a Shmoyne Shabbashminas. The Gemara says, Mesechtes Chagigo, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Om Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Mai Dechsiv, Ashira Lashem Ki Go Oiga. Shira Lemisha Mizgoya Al Hageim. The Om Amar, Melech Shabbachayos, who's the king of the animal kingdom? Ari, it's the lion. Melech shebe behemois, the shor. Melech shebe oifois is the nesher, it's the eagle. For Adam miskoya aleihem. Man is allowed to be miskoya. He can have gaiva over all the animals. Va'kadosh baruch hu miskoya al kulon, va'al kol ha'olam kuloi. So Rabbi Kiveger said, it's mavur in this Gemara that a person is allowed to have gaiva over animals. Adam miskoya aleihem. Sayon the Ari who's the Melech Shebechayes, Sayon the Shor that's the Melech Shebehemus, and Sayon the Nesher that's the Melech Shebeoifus. So Rav Kiveger said that if you look in Sefer Tehillim, Perek Ches Pasuk Ches. So I'll give you the context. Pasuk Hey, Ma Enoish Ki Siskerenu Uven Adam Ki Sifkedenu. Vatachsireu Maat Melekim Vekavoid Vahada Taatreu Tamshileu Bemasi Yadecho Kol Shata Tachas Raglo. Pasuk Ches. Tsoyne v'alofim kulam, tsoyne v'alofim means tsoynu bakar, v'gam b'hamoy sadai. That tamshileo, the Eibush that you were mamshel man, on top of who? On tsoyne v'alofim, on top of the tsoyne and the bakar, v'gam b'hamoy sadai. Additionally, on top of the behemoth. But al-Kaponim, this pasuk is saying that man rules and he reigns over the animal kingdom. The makar is this gemara chagigadaf yud gimel amabez. So Rabbi Kiveger said, this is Tehillim Perek Ches, it's Pasuk Ches. This is the Shmoyne Shabbashminas. The Shmoyne Shabbashminas is that a person has to be an Anav. And today's daf, you can't have any gaiva. But if you want to have gaiva over a squirrel, that you can do. You want to have gaiva over a fed, that you can do. If you want to have gaiva over an animal, that's something you can do. That's the remez. That Rav Kiveger said, that's the Shmoyne Shabbashminas. And the way Levi told it to me was, is that Azavart, you almost feel like only could have came from Reb Kiveger, who was the legendary Anuf. And Reb Kiveger held that the Emes Diskim Morin Chagigadaf Yud Gimel Amidbeis Adam Miskal Kulam is a Chayr Shtikl Tzarech Bi. How do you understand that, Zagamara? After you learn Saita Daf, hey, a person's going to be a Balgaiva over an animal. A person has to be such an Anuf. A person has to be so humble. How's it Shaykh that he's going to be a Balgaiva even over an animal? The Teretz says, Amrav Chiyah Barashi Amarav. Talmud Chacham, maybe only Talmud Chacham. Tzarech Shiyahebai Shemayna Shabbashminas. A Talmud Chacham is allowed to have gaiva over the Shemayna Shabbashminas. But in Reb Kiveger's world, this means gaiva's hutrum michloloi. There's like a kasha. That, what do you mean you're miskah in the behemoths? How can a person be miskah in the behemoths? The Teretz is Adah Gemara. And the Teretz is Adah Pasuk. And that Pasuk is the Shemayna Shabbashminas. And that's this remez that a Talmud Chacham could have gaiva Shemayna Shabbashminas. So I think it's Kedai, just to chazer over. It's just so inspiring. A little bit of the legendary Anova of Rav Kiva Eger, the Ein Beis Medrash B'lo Chiddush. So it's Yudua that in the Hakdama to Tshuvas Rav Kiva Eger, so Rav Kiva Eger had written a letter to one of his sons, Rav Avram Eger, and he told him that when you're going to print my Tshuvas, there's three rules that I want you to abide by. The second rule that Rav Kiva Eger told his son was, Sheinis Avakshech, I'm begging of you, Shloi Lahatik HaSheloi Sholem Elai Ashebo Beroish HaSheloiz. Then in the olden days, it was very, very common that when people would send letters, Gedolim to Gedolim, so they would start off with very flowery adjectives describing who it is that they're asking the question to. So Rav Kiveger said that when you print my tshuvas, I want you to make sure you don't print all these hakdamas. Ki amarti ani belibi tamid, said Rav Kiveger, because I've always felt al dibras hatoyarim shenagu gabon lichtoif, that iayashi cheli, if I would have the koyach avatlinem, it's something that I would be mevatel. Why? He says, because if you do too much, it's chanifa. And if you do too little, then the person that gets the letter might be a shtickle offended by what he got. And if you do too much, it's also going to lead to gaiva of the person that received the letter. And it's for that reason, says Reb Kiveg, he says, I'm begging of you. He says, I want you to take out this whole Inyan. I don't want it there. And then Reb Kiveg famously said, besides, I'm afraid that if you're going to write all these Tayarim about me, there's going to be a tfi on me one day, that how come I didn't live up to all these Tayarim? So he said, this was something I never liked. He said, I would have been mevatel if I had the koich to be mevatel. He said, but I couldn't. It was something that was out of my control. But at the very least, now I'm printing my svarim. He says, I'm asking you right now. That's why if you go through Tshuvas Reb Kiva Eger, there's no Tayarim, which is very, very unique. But you're not going to find anything, zero. It's because it was deleted. I'll pee the instructions, the mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames of Reb Kiva Eger's children who worked lacha p'tirosei to put out the Tshuvas Reb Kiva Eger. Then he told them more. He said that halaytira, you're going to see that Rabbi Me'ashayalim, a lot of people that ask me questions, these are talmidim of mine. These are people that I learned with. So he says, I'm asking you that even though they were Talmidim, al techana es mi mehem b'shem Talmud. Never refer to any of my Talmidim as a Talmud. Gam lo lichtoiv b'loshen noichachi. Don't even talk b'loshen, don't say you. Don't even talk that way. Ki me'oidi lo karosi lo adam Talmud. Kiveg said, I never called someone a Talmud. Ki amarti, because I always felt, mi oidea mi lamed yoisem imi. How do I know if my Talmidim learned more from me or if I learned more from them? Besides, ki achshav, now by the time you're going to be printing these tshuvas, Rabbi Mehem Godlu v'hitzlichu b'limudam v'oisla peri. A lot of them were matzliach, the choshev rabbonim, the choshev marbitzei teira. Says Rabbi Kivega, you can't call them Talmud. V'intimtza ba'achas ha'makoyim as kosov kei. And so I want you to know, if you're going to find them one place where I wrote in a letter, Talmud, teida you should know shehu toisefes me'amatikim, that I didn't really write it. And one of the matikim added it, because they knew that they were a Talmud. And as a result, they did it. But he says, I'm telling you right now, you should erase it. Because I never felt a Talmud was a Talmud. Mi idea, who knew, who learned more from me, who? Do I know if my Talmidim learned more from me, or if I learned more from them? Mi Talmida Yoisa Mikulon, and Kidegas Hergish was, that never refer to anyone as a Talmud. This is Dvarim Yudun Vashtet. In the Hakdamah to Tshuvas Reb Kiveger. What's not as well known is there's a sefer that's called Igros Sofrim. Now the sefer Igros Sofrim was put out by Reb Shlomo Sofer, who was an Einu Kol D'Chassam Sofer. He's famous as being the mechaber of the Chotam Mesholish. And in the 1920s, he put together, he was malakit letters that he had from his Heilige Zedes. Reb Kiveger, Reb Shlomo Eger, D'Chassam Sofer, Reb Avram Shmuel Ben Yamin Seifer was the Ksav Seifer, the Shevet Seifer, Reb Shimon Seifer, and he was malakit them together, and he wrote a Sefer Igros Sofrim. Now this Sefer has been out of print for a very, very long time. It was just brought back into print, literally in the last few weeks, by Machon Ali Zayas, and it's mamish kedai to get your hands on. It's called Igros Sofrim, and it's a compilation of hundreds of letters, mamish sichas chulin shel talmidei chachamim, of the Sofer Eger Mishpach. And it begins with about 70 letters from Reb Kiva Eger. So just to get a snapshot of what's going on, it's some of these letters. So this is letter Tess. It's letter number 9. So Reb Kiva Eger in this letter is talking about how he's a Rav, and it bothers him terribly that he was a Rav, which is one of the themes of these letters. So Reb Kiva Eger, we know, Soif Yamov, he was the Rav in Posen, which was a very, very chashev city. It was an Ir V'Ein B'Yisrael. But it was something that Reb Kiva Eger really, really wasn't happy about. It wasn't something that he wanted. And there are many letters where Reb Kiva Eger, he's mamish pouring out his heart to Mishpacho and Yedidim about how much he doesn't want to be a Rav. He feels like this is not his inyan, and it's not something that he wants to do. Listen to a line. Umoitza ani lefonai mar mimoves es inyan harabonis. He said, it's mamish mar mimoves to me, this inyan of rabonis. He says, why would I want to be a Rav? Gam mayutztak enosh ki yeshev beroish lehinose al bnei adam? What? I'm going to tell people what to do? People are going to look up at me? Kikotin kigodol yachtav ulahakos kulam bimrei piv? It's something I posh have no shaykhis to. And it's moitzani mar mimoves eser abonis. And said Reb Kiva Eger, he says, even though you're going to tell me there's so many people that were Rabbonim, and Sefer Tzachazoy. So he says, yeah, there's a lot of things that involve Sakona Gedoyla that a lot of people do. He says, I'll tell it to you, Derech Moshel. He says, there are people that are Avru Yam Ba'aniyos, Va'oid Rabim Yavru, and Afal Pikein, Loi Nosnul Yam Derech Lumayim Nesiva. Just because people cross the sea and they bench Agoymo and they bring a carbon toid and they make it out alive, it doesn't necessarily mean it's not dangerous. Ve'isharach Levov, Lo Yoiva Laver Bayom. Someone that's a little bit afraid is still not going to want to do it. So just because people do it doesn't take away from the fact that it's a terrible sakana. And he says it's something that you shouldn't do. So Reb Kiveger says that the emes is he never wanted to be a Rav. And he decided that he gives as man that he's going to be memale his rotzen, he's not going to be a Rav. He's not going to do it anymore. So what he did was is he found two brothers, he refers to them by name, Ha'achim Ha'gvirim B'nei Ram Mayami Bresla, that they were willing to support him. And he was going to take that support, and he just wanted to sit and learn Torah. That's what he was going to do. Just to run away from Rabbanis, like this, he wasn't going to be involved in any of this in Yonim. So the problem he had was that he was going to take a tremendous pay cut in salary. I mean, we're talking about Reb Kiveger. In terms of having the money that he needed to support his mishpacha, and it was going to be a tremendous mesiras nefesh for his wife and his children. So he writes in this letter that he was a little bit back and forth. He said for himself, if you read the Musa, the way Reb Kiveger writes, he says, Lozeh amarti oz belibi anoichi impnei besi, niya ke'echem midali ha'am. We'll be like the Armalite, ki mize yoimash amuchrochem anachnu lilboish b'malbushim noem, v'lecha macholim kalim, haloi kame inchi ikka b'shuka, lo yoichlu kiim lechem l'sova, v'hochem b'malbushim gruim, Gnia gama nachnu kemoyem, for he saw kalukazu asakal yede eza his spilus melandus gadoima, and befrat me as heaven that are willing to support him. So Allah says, Amen to live alive, a posh to life. He doesn't see why it's going to be a problem. He says, the problem was the mishpacha, and a kata grace of mishpacha wasn't so simple. So he felt that else the mishpacha, maybe it's the wrong thing to do. Omnom, zekamoy shona bechofshi bantacha sitoisa. So I was making a cheshben on nefesh, a marti belibish loyla acharoi, ki es Hashem ani yore. He says, the only person I fear is the Eibishter. I feel an ish the mishpacha. And I have to get the mishpacha to come around, and I have to get them to see the world like me, and they're going to be willing to make the same mesiras nefesh. V'kach hava, he says, I had an isha who's oyser etzayim baila, and she was willing to make the same mesiras nefesh. He was going to push and give everything up, whatever Reb Kiveger had, and he was going to live mamish bedali adalos. He said, the problem is, there were yedidim of his that thought that it was going to be bad for Reb Kiveger. You can imagine the level of mesiras nefesh we were probably handling. When you understand the anover of Reb Kiveger, it's shaykh was on a level and a madrega that we can't even fathom. And there were people close to Reb Kiveger that felt that it wasn't going to be good for the great Reb Kiveger and Afilu for the mishpacha. And they lobbied the mishpacha. And what they did was they went to Reb Kiveger's mother. They went to my mother, Imi Hatzodekis, and she was Tigzer Oimer V'yakim. And she told me the hasnish kein gerecht. And he said, if the mama said, I have no gerecht, I have no gerecht, she said, lo yaspikli hamomin ahula parnasos, she said, I'm not going to have enough money. And as a result, I had no choice. And she convinced my rebbetzin, and lamaisa and the mishpacha felt that it was going to be the wrong thing to do. And he says, Hashem yoydeya goydel tzari, umiyat chalavi v'domi b'chol yoyim katzti b'chayim epnei harabonus, ki im lasois melachti umelachas Hashem shneilachti hine. He said, the only thing I'm interested is in sitting alone tired, but I'll go upon him, this is a little bit of insight into Reb Kiveger felt I had no shaykhus to being a Rav. I'm gonna, and that's the theme. The theme is obviously Reb Kiveger will sit and learn it. But at the same time, he felt that the inyan of Rabbanus, which was really the means Reb Kiveger had to make Parnasa, it involved on some level a shteller. And Reb Kiveger felt he wasn't ready for a shteller. And if he wasn't ready for a shteller, how's the shaykh? If you look at the next letter, this is letter Yud. So this was written to Rav Moshe Soifer. The Rebbetzin of the Chassam Soifer. So he writes as follows. I wrote to you recently, I want you to know, he says, even though I told you, I wrote you a letter, that I really didn't want to take this position in Poznan, because to be a Rav was one thing, but to be a Rav in Poznan, that's like Varshav Rav, that's like Lemberger Rav, right? This was a big shtela. And it was something that he really, really didn't want to do, but he says, I had a change of heart, and it looks like I'm going to do it. It's like Reb Kiveger. Says the Eibishter knows shani yadati benafshi, that I know sheineni roy lias roish l'shualim. I'm not worthy of being a rav l'shualim. Afki la arayos. Certainly nafa arayos. The kisi poi be Friedland godol harbi meyerki. The shtel I have now in the shtot Friedland, this is already above my pay grade. Afki kisei poisna. Kal v'choymer can take a shteller in poisna. Ava ma esse, what should I do? Im rabu alai raboisai v'chaveirai mi lisa mi Berlin u meyravich u miyesra akilo isa smuches lo poisna marishim alai v'oymrim lenafshi shachiv mutal alai leilech lahachzer atar liyoshna. I have no choice. I have to be machzer atar liyoshna u lahagdil chivu v'atayra. So he says, therefore I made the decision that I'm going to Poisna. But this is the letter. Kveg is writing a letter to Chassam Sofer and to his daughter. The reason I'm writing to you is because I have a request. He says, I want you to daven for me. That the Eibush should give me the koyach, that I'll be able to be manik the sibur. Kveg asked the Chassam Sofer for a Hashem Yoreinai of Reb Kveg. Ulahor einai b'teirosoi. V'yitain chini b'einai ya'om. Shloi evish b'olam hazeh, v'loi kolim l'olam haba. V'yiyah li b'ozeh mishenes kono barzel. And if I do that, I'll feel like I'm walking with a little bit of support. Because the support that I'm going to have is the Edom's tefillos. Lozreini b'tefillosoi. At the end of the letter, he writes, and he says, even if maybe you don't want to do it for me, maybe you don't want to do it for me. Pasha can't fathom this anova. He says, maybe you don't want to do it for me. I mean, he's talking to the Chassam Sofer, Reb Kveger, about Reb Kveger, who's also his shver. We know the cover the Chassam Sofer had Reb Kveger from the Tshuvas, obviously, but we know it anyways for a fact. But he says, maybe you don't feel like you want to do it, but you should do it, Laman Ishtay HaTzadeikis Techia. Do it for your Rebetzin, who's my daughter. And your Rebetzin Zicher would want to. So even if you don't want to do it for me, Abba Fadi Rebetzin, you should do it. Laski Reini Bit Filosa Yedidchem Avichem Doirish Toy Velev Nefesh. Hakotan Akiva begins. Appel. Next letter, Yud Aleph. He writes one more. He's writing this letter to his brother, whose name was Reb Shmuel Eger. So he says, Michtavchem Higiyani Lenochem, Vas Achi recommended, this is German, Unzukum in Kise Poisna, Laman Bonai Ubnoisai, Ulachoid Mishpachtenu, Ulaman Choisnoi Hagoy Nereyar. So it seems that the Olam that was trying to get Reb Kveger to take this position in Poisna, so one of the things they were telling Reb Kveger was, and this is, again, hard to believe, that it's a pasnisht for the Chassam Sofer, that his shver doesn't have a more chashev shtel. This is what they told him. They were pushing that the Olam was trying to find angles to get Reb Kveger to take the shtel. Again, I think you could only understand it in light of the anov of Reb Kveger. That's the teretz to understanding what's happening. But Uncle Bonim, they're telling Reb Kveger, it doesn't pass. Your Edom is the Chassam Sofer, he's Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Hagoyim, he's Preshberger Rav, and Pasha doesn't pass that this is his Shver Shteller. So this is what they're telling him. The Kovet of the Mishpachos, he writes in the letter, he says, Vos Kovet, Maise Zachar, Kovet HaMedumma, Leize Tachlis, I'm going to make Cheshbonis based on Kovet. Today Pasha couldn't even hear it. And then at the end he says, Gam Lechvoit Chosni Hagoyim Neir Yar. And you're telling me I have to take the Shteller for my Edom, the Chassam Sofer, since I want you to know that the Chassam Sofer doesn't need me to get coven. Anoichi mischabed imoy. Aber who ain't it sorich leschabed be? He doesn't need me a shver mit coven for the Chassam Sofer. Ki kvoidei godo mi kvoidei betoiru beyira. Because the coven of the Chassam Sofer is bigger than me in toiru and yira. Be elef madregas. 1,000-fold. Hashem yarech yomo vishnoisav betov vechulo. Im kol zeh korav etzli levatel daitu lekabel alayak. He says, as I stayed in there, like you said, that I'm very, very close to taki taking the shtel. This is the anova of Reb Kveger, but I'll upon him with this appreciation of Goydel Anvesenusish Reb Kveger. You can have a little bit of an appreciation to Reb Kveger's word. That what's the Shmoinish of Shmias? Odom Misko Aleim, that a person can have Gaiva, a person has a Gerech to be about Gaiva on the Behemoth. But we mentioned letters from Reb Kveger, we're going to end with one last classic one, and this is letter Aleph. This is the first one, the first letter in the Sefer Igros Sofrim. So Reb Kveger says like this. Ato ben Adam, it rhymes, it's poetry, but we'll just read it. Tzeda heichino lecha. You should prepare tzeda. Terem yovei Hashemesh v'yachshech. Before the sun sets and it gets dark. V'terem yich ben nercha. Before your candle is going to be extinguished. Tochen lecha aderech. Gedor Hashem paratzta b'chayecha. Try to make gedorim for all the piritzness that you made during your lifetime. Terem mei ha'olam yoytziyucha. Da'es alikei avicha. Before it's too late. And before you're taken away from this world. Make sure that your dads are like avicha. Yevoyu ayomim. Days are going to come. Ashalicha fats to kol yomecha. Hello, yodatem lo shamata. You may not know that al offer toshuv. That one day you're going to return to offer the offer at bechayecha, and that while you're alive, you're offer. Ulamakim oifel v'choishech yodichucha, and they're going to take you to a place that's going to be oifel v'choishech. Va'adakever yilavucha, they're going to be malavi you till your kever. Schornos yomtseischa miartzecha miyiladetcha mibeis avicha. Chelcha yehi lezarim v'amalecha. Recognize that all the koyach you put in this world, anything you amass during this lifetime, you're not taking with you, and it's all going to be left over lezarim. Ve'ein lo el negdam. Yerushim are going to say Baruch HaToiv HaMetiv. They're going to say Toiv Moischa Michayim Baruch Shechiyonu V'giyonu V'soif Yomecha. This is what the Yerushim are going to say. Yilidei Beischa Yishakchucha. Your Mishpach is going to forget about you. Yoim L'shono. Listen to this line. Yiskeru HaShemecha. One day a year this is going to be a Zekaron. They're going to remember you. But not more than that. All your friends, they're all going to be bigger than you. Gam shoy cheves chekecho, tazavoyscha. Lama leitizkar, yoyim asher labonim yal bishucha, ushchayrim al gabi levonim yichasucha. Ner, v'chulu, v'chulu. He says, tzeda, skipping a little bit, otherwise I'm going to read the whole thing, but I'll go to the end. V'at, just remember this. V'lo yashiru mimcha klum. That is going to be a day that you're going to be in the kever, and all that's going to be left of you is kiyam atzmai secha, just your bones. Nose. Krei vecha v'yavecha yoshuva l'veisecha. Mishpacha is going to go home. Va'ata tishar sham levadecha. And you're going to be in the kever all by yourself. No one's going to be with you. Nobody. Nobody. Re'yata is called zeh be'necha, said Reb Kiveger. Try to be cognizant of this. V'tein b'libcha loshem me'avayna secha. And you should understand that it means you have to do tshuva. Shoyv toshuva l'leikecha. Terim kol echa yigiyucha. Before all this comes. Tein toida l'ashem l'leikecha. Vos tonuach v'teilech l'vetach b'drochecha. And then at the end he said, as kol zeh simna. You should try to remember this every single night before you go to sleep. Amen.